Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 17th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Now, you might remember we've been talking about Apple and video content and maybe producing stuff and having to be part of Apple Music, which just kind of boggles the mind. Well, just let the mind be boggled. Mr. Jimmy over there, you know, the guy kind of doing the behind-the-scenes stuff over there at Apple Music, has kind of let slip that Apple Music plans to offer original video content. Now, this is all according to The Hollywood Reporter, so maybe take this with a little pinch of salt, or at least a salt shaker. Mr. Jimmy kind of all but confirmed that Apple's Music further expansion to video, saying that at Apple Music, we're trying to create an entire culture, pop culture experience, and that happens to include audio and video. Now, I know you're thinking, must be music videos. No, it's not just music videos. He also went on to hint that Apple will consider other types of programming as well. Sticking with Apple news, seems Apple is very much aware of your battery woes. So Apple's begun testing a new feature that will alert users that their display is using too much damn power. This is actually spotted in macOS 10.12.3. Yeah, that's the latest beta that's out there. The display brightness now appears actually under the battery status indicator. This supposedly is going to help those users by telling them, hey, you might want to turn down that brightness a little bit. Your battery's getting sucked to death. Now we're seeing that this new feature kicks in when the system recognizes that the brightness is cranked over 80%. Come on, hold your hand up. How many of us are over 80% right now? Yeah, me too. So this could be kind of annoying. Clicking on the feature then will, of course, reduce the brightness to a more acceptable range. What is acceptable? I hope the hell it's not below 50%. Thanks for the fix, Apple. Just turn down the brightness. Yay. Well, Samsung's Galaxy 8 might have a little bit more than just AI on board. You might actually be able to have a conversation with your doctor, though I doubt that'll be free. Sources over at Sam Mobile say that the S Health is about to get a revamp that helps you get in touch with your doctor. Or at least doctors, anyways, maybe not your personal doctor. Apparently, it's going to have a tie-in with partners of like Amwell and WebMD. In fact, they're saying you'll already have the option to go ahead and pay for your appointment before you've even seen the doctor. It's not known yet if the SLPAP upgrade will actually be featured at the launching of the S8, but the way 2016 treated Samsung? Yeah, look for them to throw everything in but the kitchen sink in this event. And finally, seems the folks at Intel are ready to not just be in your laptop, they're ready to be on your shopping aisle as well. Yes, Intel is launching a responsive retail platform, basically creating a bunch of sensors, software kits, and other components for in-store tech. Now, this doesn't just benefit the customers that decide to go down aisle 5 and get those Oreo cookies. No, this is also meant for keeping track of inventory, and also not only providing you, but also the store of your shopping and buying habits, so they can make your shopping a bit more personalized. And Intel seems damn sure they want this thing to succeed because they're investing about $100 million into the retail industry over the next 5 years. Yep, we're not safe anymore. Big Brother's not just in our living rooms, they're also in the produce section. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. Get on over there, check out everything that's happened at the British Tech Network. Get subscribed to our podcast over there. Check out our blog and review section, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, hanging it out, hanging it up, and getting it wild and funky over there in our Slack room. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. Come on over and get funky with us. The new show will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.